Hallelujah. Behold the salvation of the Lord. God is good. Kindly open to the book of Luke, chapter 12, from verse 49. I read, Christ speaking here, I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I, if it be already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with. And how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth. I tell you, nay, but rather division. From henceforth, there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, mother-in-law against a daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, when ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straight away ye say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it that ye do not discern this time? And ye, why even of yourself judge ye not what is right? Christ speaking there, what makes you think I have come to give peace to the earth? I tell you, no, but rather I have come to bring division. Whereas John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever will believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But here, the same son he sent is saying that he has come to bring division to the earth. Christ speaking there, he says, you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky. You know, when you see the cloud, you know you are expecting rain. Am I communicating? And when the sky is clear, you are expecting sunshine. But you see, how is it that you are not able to discern the times? In other words, a lot of people will sit down and see, assume that they don't understand what is going on. Whereas everything that is going on has been written about. What is happening today? People are turning against each other without knowing why they are turning against each other. Now there is war in different places, father against son. One would have sat down to think and begin to pray, oh Lord, let peace be restored to these places. From the days of David, there has always been this movement that causes them to conquer territories and to displace those who are there. It happened in the days of the Amalekites when King Saul was asked to displace them by the word of the Lord. The concept God was referring to through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is more deep than we can imagine. From the year 2019-2020, all the people that involved themselves with this theory of COVID-19, when the disease broke out, those people who are involved in the secret processes of COVID-19, they felt they were doing something and they were in charge. They never knew that they were only a catalyst that brought the fulfillment to a prophecy that was given. The COVID-19 came. People thought it for evil, but God meant it for good. Christ said something about Judas. He said, it has been written of me that one of you will betray me. But woe unto that one to whom it may come from. If you are taking note of what is going on all over the world today, what are you seeing? Marital crisis in different places. There's the way people used to behave before the COVID started. But after the COVID was over, there was a shift and it was general. The scriptures where Christ spoke that in the last days, the love of many will wax cold is now more obvious than before. When there is economic hardship and everybody is trying to protect his own interest, is not sure of where the next income is going to come from, he will preserve what he has than to share. That is one of the descriptions of people's love waxing cold. They do not wish to express that cold heart, but they cannot help themselves. The standard of living is so different that majority of people, the income they are having is little compared to their expenditure. People are becoming spiritually awakened without even knowing that. You will see people who have been happily married for 30 years, we just wake up with this realization and divorce. Whereas they have been living in peace all along. If you count the number of marital divorces that have taken place between 2021 and 2023 today, it is enormous. Not because they wish to, but because there is a sudden realization that we are not of the same race. And we are not of the same grace as well. And we can no longer dwell together. You begin to see people clearly for who they really are. And those who have been living pretentiously with you, you begin to see them for who they are. You begin to see that you are not of the same tribe. You can be born from the same mother and the same father and not of the same tribe. Because everybody you see have a purpose to fulfill on earth. Now look at the mother of Esau and Jacob. They were aware that they were carrying two different nations in the same womb. In other words, this one's neurological pathways of conceiving things, understanding things, and expressing himself is different from the way the next person was wired to express himself. If you are seeing a lot of unusual events, do not be surprised, because Christ said, "I have come to put fire on the face of the earth." He said, "I came to bring division." The scripture says in the book of Psalm 127, "Children are a gift from the Lord." Every child has its own purpose. Do not force any of your children to be like each other. And do not force them to do things the same way. And stop comparing your children. How long could they maintain that with Joseph before he moved out? Joseph was physically, genealogically from Jacob, whereas spiritually, he's not of the same tribe with them. He went to look for his tribe. Where your purpose is where your tribe is. God is good. You should be able to read in between the lines as you are pursuing greatness and your daily bread, and as you are able to interpret weather forecasts and events, make sure you are able to read the signs of the times as you are studying your Bible. The Bible is not a storybook. It is a book filled with a lot of mysteries, prophetic writings. People are more spiritual now that if you are going to even watch a movie today, there are some secret signs in those movies. If you are to listen to a music written today, the music is carrying some subliminal messages. In other words, Christ is in town. He is appearing to a lot of people after his crucifixion. Christ appearing to you does not mean that you have to see a figure. The fact that your intuitive capacity just popped open, you have seen the Lord. Bible says that when Jacob encountered the Lord, he called that place Peniel. A lot of people were blind spiritually, but without planning it, their eyes are now opened. They don't even know. And this is the reason why you need to be guided spiritually. You need somebody at this moment to explain to you what's happening to you. As a matter of fact, your ability to see visions are even clearer than before, because your intuitive capacity opened by fire by force. Because the stress and all the activities they proposed to keep people busy from evolving spiritually, everything went on standstill. Then man's ability to see be forcefully opened. Your intuition, your pineal gland, your ability to discern did not become this sharpened in order for you to discern who is against you. It is also opening up so that you'll be able to navigate with ease in the realms of the spirit, which you already are. And the reason why Christ came initially is to bring all of us back to this consciousness. Hallelujah. What are you doing with your time? Are you spending time in judging and condemning others? Or you are spending your time becoming more awakened? A lot of people have received Christ without even mentioning his name. Your journey to salvation are not the same. If you invite somebody to your church and they did not follow you to church, that doesn't make them bad or evil. Christ will meet them in his own way. Just do your best and leave the rest. God is good. Let us wake up. Nothing is wrong with you. You are only evolving. And you evolved forcefully between the ending of 2019 to the beginning of 2023. And between that time, a lot of things happened. It was an end of an era. Everything has changed completely. The formula you usually apply to get results then will not work. God is good. My final word to you, now that your eyes are now opened, start reading your Bible again from the book of Matthew, and you will see another interpretation. May God bless his word. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.